We have over 300 families and over 1,000 residents who are going to have to find someplace else to live, who are going to have to start all over again. And so I wanted to be here to talk to them, to tell them we'll work with them, to do everything we can to help them, and that they're not forgotten.
Speaking in front of the community center at the gated West Calumet complex, Donnelly told reporters that he viewed not only the residences but nearby Kerry Ghosh Elementary School closed because of the same lead-contaminated soil issues as West Calumet.
It really helps to be here, to be on the ground, to talk to residents. That's what I wanted to do, because there's a lot more wisdom in actually seeing the situation that we're dealing with and seeing the cleanup crews going into the apartments or into the residences. And knowing the challenges that we have here, it can't help but enable you to try to make better decisions.
Senator Donnelly said he talked personally with HUD Secretary Julian Castro about getting as much assistance as possible to relocate the 1,000 residents from West Calumet as soon as possible. He also says he's working with East Chicago school and state officials to make sure that all Ghosh Elementary School students are accounted for, to make sure that the school district gets its full state support. About 150 of the 450 Ghosh students have gone either to nearby cities or perhaps even to Chicago to attend school after their elementary school closed.
This is an extraordinary event for them, where their lives are being turned upside down. And so we have to advocate for our families, that you have the local governments are involved, the state governments are involved, the federal governments are involved, and anything we can do to help coordinate that, make it so that it's a little bit easier for our families, that it's as seamless as possible.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Chris Nolte.